Pastor Kenneth Williams. Hello, you go down there, have a good time. We be open every Sunday. And all right, the message this morning, praise the Lord, is get hungry for Jesus.
Hungry for Jesus.
I said get hungry for Jesus. You're hungry for everything else? Hallelujah. Hungry
Amen.
For black eyed peas, and some of y'all hungry for chicken. Some of y'all hungry for steak. Hallelujah. Some of y'all hungry for prime ribs and all different kind of exotic food. Some of y'all hungry, hallelujah, for shrimps. All kind of things you can think of. They hungry, praise the Lord. Some people are hungry for honey.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They're hungry. Hallelujah for women. They're hungry for men. Men hungry for women. So thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. A lot of people are hungry for pretty clothes. They're hungry for pretty cars. They're hungry for homes.
Praise
God Almighty. They're hungry for the world. That's why the Bible says, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. But I'm serving those on you this morning. Get hungry for Jesus. I said, get hungry for Jesus.
Amen.
Strive to please Jesus. And I found out, good God Almighty, if you're hungry for Jesus, hallelujah, you'll do better. If you're hungry for Jesus, you'll dress
Amen.
Better. If you're hungry for Jesus, your attitude will be better. If you're hungry for Jesus, your appearance will be better. If you're hungry for Jesus, you're going to strive every day to please him. You're going to strive every
Amen.
Day to make him happy. You're going to strive every day to obey him. You're going to strive every day
Amen.
Out, to walk up righteousness and holy. You're going to strive every day to be sanctified. When you're hungry for Jesus, sister, you won't
Amen.
Be on the beach with your shorts on, with
it.
Your tight pants on, out there on the beach, on the picnic, showing your body. And that same sister going to get up somewhere and preach to somebody, and she out there showing all the nakedness. God,
Amen.
You ain't hungry for Jesus. When you're hungry for Jesus, brother, you won't be walking around the beach having naked. Ain't got no
Amen.
Shirt on with your shorts on. And that same preacher going to put that pretty white robe on Sunday morning and preach to somebody. You's a hypocrite. Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
It.
I encourage you to be real. Shut down. Thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty. You got to be hungry for Jesus.
Amen.
And when you're hungry for Jesus, don't nothing matter. Oh, glory. But
yes,
peace
Lord.
In Jesus. Somebody put out a song. Give me this whole wide world. Hey, you can have this whole wide world, but give me Jesus.
Jesus.
When you're hungry for Jesus, you're going to fast regular. You're going to pray regular. You're going to stay in your word. You're going to listen
Amen.
To gospel songs. Your humble common sense is going to be holy. You're going to have a spiritual mind. The Bible
Amen.
Says walk in the spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. When you're hungry for Jesus, you're going to do better. Thank you, Jesus.
Either.
You ain't going to be on the Facebook of women. All them
Amen.
Old people need that. With your hands on your hip, and you're supposed to be a preacher. Shame
Preach
on you.
It.
Shame on you. Men with shorts on. Shame on you. Shame on you. If you're hungry for Jesus, you're going to be fully dressed.
Amen.
Harm shut now.
Yes,
when you're hungry
Thank
for Jesus,
Jesus.
Eat cut mo she cut now. For I have warned my people over and
Amen.
Over again. I have sent down destruction. I have let the virus kill hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I have unleashed the deaf angels, the killing angels. I have unleashed plagues on my people for their disobedience, for they become stumbling blocks. For my other people, they won't live right.
Yes,
they won't dress right. They won't act right. They won't love right. They won't walk upright before me.
Amen.
So now I have unleashed the deaf angels on the land. I'm angry with the wicked. I'm angry with the hypocrites.
Yes,
I'm angry with the false prophets. I'm angry with the false prophets. With the false pastors. I'm out of sheep. Come up, Oshana. Hallelujah. Get hungry for Jesus. Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Hungry for Jesus.
Woo.
Fall in love with you. You ain't got no problem loving nobody.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Say God is a good God. Old
yes.
taste and see my God is good.
Yes.
It's time to come on, get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongue. Walk holy, talk holy. Jesus said, be holy, for I am a holy God.
Yes.
I got to be holy. You got to be holy, too.
Say it, baby.
Go to bed holy. Get up holy in the morning. Holy all day
Everybody
long. God calling for holy. It's holy as hell. Ain't you tired of shacking? Ain't you tired of living in sin? Ask God to forgive him. He'll forgive you for your sin and won't think of it no more. He said, tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name. get baptized in my name
that's
because
right.
I died for you. I ain't going to die no more. Jesus said, come on. He waited on you.
Uh-huh.
Women, it's time to stop wearing no pants.
Uh-huh.
Those splits way up there.
Hit it.
Then stop wearing no pants and those splits. Look like a holy woman, man of God.
Say.
God called you to preach your word.
Uh-huh.
But you done took down for money. You done took down for honey. You're not doing like God told you. He going to get you. The blood going to be on your hand. He said, preach my word. Preach it in season. Preach it when they don't want to hear. Hallelujah. I'm hungry for Jesus.
Man.
And I love him. I want more and more of Jesus in my life because I love him. I love him. I appreciate him. I thank him for everything he already done, what he finna do.
Amen.
I give him all the praise and all the honor because he's so worthy.
Jesus.
He's worthy to be praised.
Get
and I thank God for
Amen.
My hope.
God
Get
for
hungry
my
for Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. I tell you, I fell in love with Jesus, and I love him.
Amen.
You got to fall in love with Jesus. You won't have no problem
Amen.
Loving nobody.
Get hungry
your
for
family,
Jesus.
Your children, everybody.
Get hungry for Jesus.
Hungry Jesus.
Get hungry for Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
You got to lose your appetite
Woo!
For the world.
Glory,
I said you got to lose your appetite
thank
for
you,
the
Jesus.
World and get hungry for Jesus, a spiritual fulfillment. Have Matthew 5:6 said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah, St. John, and then St. John 6:35 said, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
Uh-huh.
He that cometh to me shall never thirst.
Thank you, Jesus.
God Almighty. And he that believeth on me shall never hunger. Let me read that again.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. St. John 6:35,
yes,
and Jesus said unto to them, I am the bread of life.
Yes, Lord.
He that cometh to me shall
Praise
never
him.
Hunger. And he that believe on me shall never thirst. And to come to Jesus,
yes,
have to get hungry for Jesus.
Hungry for
thirsty
Jesus.
For Jesus.
Yes,
you strive. You
Hallelujah.
Strive. You strive every day
yes,
to
Lord.
Please Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Get hungry for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
they're
you,
hungry
Jesus.
For too many things,
yes,
but they're not hungry for
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. He
thank
says,
you,
standing
Jesus.
And knocking on the
yes,
door.
Lord.
Hungry for Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, women, put some shoes on your feet.
Uh-huh.
Sanctify women. Put you some stockings on. Don't go out in the
Praise
world bare-legged with all your toes on. Put you some socks on. Look holy
yes,
from your head to your toe. And because everywhere you go, use an example.
Amen.
The Bible, Jesus said, you are a light that set up your city, that set up on the hill. Shall not
be
can't be hid. And then Jesus went on and said, let your light shine. Let it shine everywhere
yes,
you go.
Lord.
Let it shine in the grocery
Man.
Store. Let it shine when you go pay bills. Let it shine when you go get the food shelter. Let it
yes,
shine
Lord.
When you get some gas. Let it shine,
Praise
let it shine on your job. Let it shine, especially on your job. Too many folks go on their job one way
yes,
and come to church or nothing. And folks wonder how you say the way you carry out on that job. All kind of old foolishness. Hallelujah.
Man.
God Almighty. But you got to be hungry for Jesus.
Jesus.
And you lay aside all filthiness.
Amen.
On your mouth, you lay aside all lying and wishy-washy and half-stepping and slew-footed and whole-monging and whores. You lay aside that homosexual spirit, that lesbian spirit.
Yes,
Hallelujah. When you're thirsty and hungry for Jesus, you want like the woman at the well in the 4th chapter of St. Luke. Hallelujah. Jesus said, give me some water.
Uh-huh.
She said, who are you? Hallelujah, you Samaria.
Yes,
we are Samaria. We don't have no dealing with Jews. And after Jesus got through with her, she went running. Come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man.
Amen.
Because Jesus had something for her. Hallelujah. He gave her some water. She'll never be thirsty. Once you drink this water I'm preaching by, you'll never be
Amen.
Thirsty. You'll never be hungry.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Paul died daily. Every day.
Uh-huh.
It ought to be Jesus, Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus. Not the ball game. Not the TV. Not the Facebook, not the gram, hallelujah, not the TikTok, and all that other foolishness, but it's Jesus
yes,
in
sir.
The Word.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Walk upright, adorn yourself in modest appearance. Oh, women, you don't look holy.
Amen.
You don't look sanctified.
Praise
oh, women, you look like hot mamas, and who's your mamas, and sexy mamas. Oh, brothers, you look like honey daddies, and pimps, with that hair around your mouth, look like some wild. Oh, man, you got to sanctify yourself. But I'm serving those on you this morning, and that if you get hungry for Jesus,
Amen.
You'll do better.
I know you're right.
Jeremiah 29. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the 13th verse said, and ye shall seek me, watch this, and find me. And ye shall search for me with all your
Amen.
Heart. See, and ye shall find. Knock on the door, it shall be open.
Yes, Lord.
Any man come after me, let him deny himself. Pick up his cross
and follow me.
And follow me. That means you're hungry then. Paul said, I die daily. I lay aside
Amen.
Everything, every weight, every sin that's so easy to beset me.
Preach it.
High level shot.
Yes, Lord.
Trying to make it in.
Hallelujah.
Trying to be holy.
Yes,
I want to be holy. Good
yes,
God
Lord.
Of mine. I'm hungry for Jesus.
Amen.
I want more of my Jesus.
More Jesus.
I did one more put out a song about I need a little more Jesus. She need a whole lot of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, I need a little more Jesus. You need a lot of Jesus.
I know you're right.
God of mine. Keep you from lying. Keep you from whole hopping.
Amen.
Hush, shout, now, get
Jesus.
Hungry.
Hungry.
Get hungry for Jesus.
Jesus.
You know when you're hungry for that food, you won't eat.
Amen.
I mean, you won't eat some good food. Thank you, Jesus. You want a five-course meal. You hungry. Hey, you want some black-eyed peas. I'm from Mississippi. That's what I'm talking about. You want some black-eyed peas and ham hocks and sweet potatoes. Hey, God, I'm out. And sometimes you want some hot fried chicken
yes,
and neck bones. Hey, good God, I'm out. Have you ever she cut out cornbread and corn on a cob? You hungry, girl?
Yes, Lord.
You hungry, boy? Then you going to eat till you get full. You said somebody said, well, I'm full. That's what you ought to get full. Full of the word.
Amen.
I'm full of the word. I read my Bible. Then not only did I read it, I do what it said. I
Amen.
Walk circumspectly.
Jesus.
I walk circumspectly, not as a fool. I dress up. I put
yes,
some on my
Lord.
Head, women. So when I go into God's house, when I'm praying, I got to put some on my head, women. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about women now. You got to down yourself. You got to look holy.
Yes.
Somebody going to call you holy.
Amen.
The way you dress,
thank
the way
you
carry yourself, like my wife. Somebody going to say you're holy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And then there's a way. Had the door open for you to win. Tell somebody you got to be saved. You got to repent of your sins. Get baptized in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Jesus.
Get baptized in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks, you can stop this flood. This flood of disease. Thanks, you can stop. Hallelujah. This plague. He said, my people, what you call about
my
name, will humble themselves.
And pray.
Turn
faith.
From the wicked way. Seek my faith. Then I will have fun.
Have
fun. Come on. Come
Amen.
On, get hungry. Get hungry.
Amen.
Like you're hungry for them beans. Like you're hungry for that spaghetti. Get hungry.
Amen.
Like you're hungry for that fried chicken.
Hallelujah.
And that fried duck and that alligator. If you eat alligator, get hungry.
Hungry
get hungry
for
that potato pie and that apple pie. Get hungry. Get hungry. Have it for the upside down strawberry cake. Get hungry.
Amen.
And then you can eat. Get hungry for Jesus.
Amen.
Get hungry for Jesus. Let him fill your soul. Let him come in.
Amen.
Let him come in and bless you, save you, sanctify
Amen.
You. Fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongue. I'm gone
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I got to go.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
It is not easy to stick to a diet. But in our text, Daniel knew about eating healthy and about diets. You see, we say, I'm going to stick to this diet if it kills me. But for Daniel and his friends, death was indeed a possibility. My brothers and my sisters, Daniel is a great example of what it means to make a resolution and to stick to it. Just let me give you some background to bring up. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar had captured Judah, and the Bible says, praise God, and he had taken certain of the children of Israel. Those who looked good, those who could think. You see, the king was determined to teach the Israelites to dress, to eat, and to live just like the Babylonians. Oh, I believe I need to stop here for a minute. The word Babylonian means confusion, and it represents the world. In fact, when you see Babylon and used anywhere in the New Testament, it is a symbol of opposition to God. And this world, if you will, wants us, amen, as believers, to dress like the world, to eat like the world, and to live like the world. Amen. You see, he was determined, I'm talking about King Nebuchadnezzar, that they would follow all of the customs of the Babylonians. Therefore, the king selected the best and the brightest of the young Jewish men to be trained in the Babylonian way. You see, his reasoning was that if these select few were converted to Babylonian way, the rest of the Israelites would follow suit. I was getting ready to say something right now, but I would not say that right now. Amen. But Daniel makes a resolution. Perhaps I need to reread Daniel 1 and 8 again. For Daniel said, it says that Daniel purposed. That word purpose just means that he resolved, he determined in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which, praise God, he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. You see, Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. He asked that he and his friends be tested 10 days. Amen. Go back and read it. Just go back and read. Praise God. 10 days after eating their own diet. The diet happened to be vegetables and water. Praise God. And he said, praise God, after we eat for 10 days, I want you to compare us with the other folk. Oh, my God, I'm getting ready to go somewhere. I want you to compare us with the other folk who eat of the king's royal food and of the king's wine. Yeah. And, of course, if you go back and read the story, you'll find that after they had eaten for 10 days, praise God, the scripture says that they came back and they did the comparison. Oh, my God. And Daniel and his friends, oh, y'all know them boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It said that they looked better than the other group, a man who feasted on the royal food and wine. Oh, I need to park here for another minute. Can I remind each and every last one of us? Amen. You better leave the king's royal food and wine alone. I take a look sometimes when I'm walking around and I see folk, praise God, who may be 25 years old. No teeth. No hair. Strony. I'm just trying to tell you what the king's food and wine will do to you. Oh, yeah, and just in case you didn't know, just this past week, amen, there were two individuals right here in Alexandria, one woman and one young man, praise God, who lost their lives. I haven't read all of the story, but in every case, somebody tell me that some of the king's food and the king's wine was involved. Oh, yeah. So therefore, amen, we are not to feast on the king's food or the king's wine. God has provided for us everything that we need. I just look around. Praise God, here today. I look at Deacon Green. I look at Deacon Robinson. Praise God. I look at my good sister over here. I can't call her name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. Way up in the 80s. Amen. And because they have been feasting off of the food of our Lord. Oh, I'm going to get to it in a little while here. Praise God. Look at them. Praise God. They look good. In fact, somebody could look at Sister Buckner, Deacon Robinson, or Deacon Green. Wouldn't even believe that they are the ages that they are. That's because, amen, they eat of the food from the master's table. Yeah, I haven't forgot you, Deacon Eli, back there. Deacon Eli told me, praise God, just on yesterday, I think he said if he live until the 20th or the 19th or something like this, praise God, that he's going to be 80 years old. Just look at him. Praise God. That's what happens when you eat a man of from the master's table. I said that many will make New Year's resolutions for this year. And these resolutions may include healthy choices. They may involve financial changes, promises to study more and to spend more time with their parents or their children. And they may also include less complaining. Oh boy, I thought I was going to get a whole lot of amens out of that. Praise God. You see, resolutions we make may be resolutions of ways, to improve our health, our lifestyle, our ways to be and to better ourselves. And I believe that any resolution that will make us a better person is a resolution that is pleasing to God. But my brothers and my sisters, so I can wrap up this first one. When we make those type of resolutions, amen, we need to stick to them. But my second point is this. We need to make resolutions that affect us spiritually. All too often, when we make New Year's resolutions, we make them to affect us physically. But we need to choose some that will affect us spiritually. You see, spiritual resolutions are God-honored resolutions. Can I just give you a few, just in case you're sitting there saying, I really don't know what the pastor is talking about. You see, resolutions to attend church more regularly. Resolutions to attend Sunday school and to get involved in Bible study. Resolutions to pray more. Resolutions to start a daily quiet time with the Lord. Resolutions to give of your tithes and your offering. Resolution to serve the Lord more. Resolution to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. Resolution to improve our relationship with God and with our fellow man. You see, these are resolutions that are honoring to God. You see, for Daniel and his friends, their resolution was more than a health issue or a choice to eat healthy food. You see, to adapt the Babylonian ways would be compromising their beliefs. In other words, they knew that by eating of the king's royal food, that they would affect their relationship with Almighty God. So if we continue to read in Daniel chapter 1, that ought to be some good homework reading for you when you go home, we will find that God blessed Daniel and his friends. Not only were they healthier and better, not only were they better nourished than the other young men that ate of the king's royal food, but they also were blessed. He blessed them with knowledge and understanding. Because if you turn to Daniel chapter 1 and look at verse 17, look what the word says. It says, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. If there is an area in our lives that is affecting our relationship with God, if it's a sin problem, if it's an unforgiving heart, if it's a relationship problem with a family member or, praise God, a church member, we ought to make a resolution. I'm talking about a firm decision, a strong commitment to a course of action for improvement and resolve it, praise God, for life. You see, someone may be asking, Pastor, but it's hard. You know what I have to say to the person that's asking that question? I don't know who you are, praise God. I got to tell you that with God, all things are possible. You see, we get, I'm about ready here now. We get, praise God, our strength from God. You see, Daniel did not tackle his problems alone. He got strength from his friends. I need to park there because I got so many young folks in here. Amen. I said,